Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, let's see here. Right now, I'm trying to get my weather update. Right now, it's 50 68 degrees already in the ATL. Bright sunshine, looking at a high of 77 today, low 44 tonight. Tomorrow, Friday, high 78, low 50. And sunshine. Saturday, high 61, low 31, partly cloudy. And Sunday, a high 58 and a low 30 on Sunday night. But sunshine all weekend. But Saturday is going to be partly cloudy. But today we got plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. And we're doing the high 70s, which is very, very nice weather. But at night, guys, at night, you have to be careful because the daytime kind of throws a mask over what's coming tonight. So if you're out in the daytime and you have your shorts and your short sleeves on or your top back on the car or whatever, it's fine. But in the evening, please, please cover up and wear a light jacket and pants and keep yourself warm. That's the key to that's the key to not being sick during this transition in weather, right? During this transition in weather. So be careful with that because in the fall, this is the flu season. So I don't want you guys to be sick from the flu, from the weather change. Okay? Obfuscate. Obfuscate is our word of the day. Obfuscate. And it's a verb. It's spelled O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T-A. O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T-E. Obfuscate. And obfuscate is a verb and it means darken or to make obscure, to confuse, to be evasive, unclear, or confusing. That's pretty good. Obfuscate. 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 That's a pretty good word because that's a pretty good word. Because it means to confuse, to be evasive, unclear, or confusing. So that's a good word to put in your vocabulary. Obfuscate. All right? So, let's see. I think that's all the preliminaries that I have. So let's go ahead and get into the show. Now, today's show is entitled, Ladies, there is a very serious precaution to take if you're in Atlanta getting gas. And I wanted to talk about this because it happened to a very good friend of the family's on yesterday, to be exact. And actually, the friend is a one of Atlanta's city council women, okay? And she's a very good friend of the family. And you know, I don't know. I guess when you hear about this stuff, You kind of sweep it under the rug or whatever because it doesn't happen to someone you know. It didn't happen to you or whatever. So you kind of take it for granted. And I guess that's why I wanted to talk about it because it happened so close to us. And I guess when my wife heard about it, she let me know, and it's very disturbing. I try to tell my family, my wife, and my girls that, you know, to be careful and be conscious at all times of your surroundings and things that happen. And I try to keep my family out of the streets at night Because Atlanta is not a friendly place. You know, a lot of people think, I want to go to Atlanta. I want to go be in it. I want to go to Atlanta. Well, Atlanta is, you know, it's not far behind some other cities like Chicago and places like that. We're not. I mean, I'm dead serious about it. We're not that far behind places like Chicago and stuff as far as crime goes. I mean, there's, you know, almost 6 million people just in the city of Atlanta. Excuse me. So, I wanted to do this show kind of precautioning women when they're, you know, getting gas or whatever. Again, I try to tell my girls and my family to stay out of the streets at night. although this happened in the broad daylight, but you know, you have a better chance of something not happening to you during the day. So I try to get them to gas up, do your gas stuff during the day. And if you do have to go out at night, you'll already have gas. And you can go and do your business or whatever and get back. Now, what happened to the family friend, the one of Atlanta City Council women, is that she was getting gas at the Cascade, on Cascade Road, near Cascade and 285, at the gas station there. And as she was getting gas, one of the young punks or whatever, they're watching, right? They're watching, and they're sitting there, and they're in these gas stations. And when you pull up in these gas stations, it's funny. When you pull up in these gas stations, and I see it too, some of these young punks are just standing around. And a lot of times they are, you know, they're plotting, right? They're standing around. It may be two cars of them, and they're standing outside of the cars, and they're talking back and forth. And what they're doing is they're waiting and they're plotting to see someone like a female, usually a female, because they want to steal the purse or they want to steal a cell phone. And when you pull into the, when she pulled into the gas station, she stopped there at the pump, got out, and was pumping her gas. But while she was pumping her gas, and she turned her back, I guess, and one of the young punks went into her passenger door, took her entire purse and her cell phone while she was pumping gas, and closed the door and left. And when she got into the car, her purse was gone, her cell phone was gone. I mean, it's devastating. And it's like a blip in your life, because, of course, I'm not a lady. I don't know about the purses and all, but the purse is a lady's extension from home, so to speak. She's got everything in there. She's got, you know, makeup, money, and her wallet, all the credit cards she's got. If you dump out a woman's purse, at least with my wife, if I dump out her purse, I mean, you'll find everything in there. So they carry, everything that they'll need in there. If they need it, they'll be like, I need to put this in my purse. And they'll put it in there, you know. But the main thing is the credit cards and the and money, and then her cell phone also was taken. So what I'm saying is, if you have to get gas at night or whatever, and you're at the gas station, you have to lock your doors. You have to lock your doors. And with today's, you got these cars now that, got these key fobs. So when you get out of the car, you've got your keys in your hand. Just click, click, and lock your doors. Because you're not holding your purse while you're outside of the car pumping gas. I mean, if anything, you grab your you hopefully grab your wallet to go inside and pay for gas. Or you just, or you grabbed your card out and, put it in the gas pump to pay for gas. But still, now we're in the era where you're having to lock your doors when you're getting gas. I mean, it's I don't know the word for it, but it's so disheartening for someone to steal your purse or your wallet or something from you. I mean, it's like a blip in your life because you have to now you got to go back and you got to call and you got to cancel all your credit cards. You got to go through the serious rigmarole of going to the DMV, getting you another license to come in the mail. I mean, that place now is a real joke. The DMV is a real joke now. And I remember going to the DMV to get my license renewed, and I had to go back three times because I read to see what I needed to do it. And I went there and something was wrong. I don't remember, but she said I had to go get this and come back. I left and came back and she said, "Well, you don't have this." I said, "Damn, why you didn't tell me I didn't have that before the last time?" All that wasn't on the website as far as what I needed to get my license renewed. Man, dang it. I mean, that was really bad. I had to go three times to get my license renewed. But anyway, you got to get your license. You got to get a new license. You got to cancel your credit cards. And then there's no telling how, y'all ladies usually carry a nice amount of cash with you. So there's no telling, y'all don't let the men have their cash. Y'all, you don't need no cash. Here's $20. You don't need no cash. You got a car. Well, and then they carry around all the cash. So there's usually a good amount of cash in their purses. And then the cell phone. I mean, that's another thing. And I don't know what these guys do with these cell phones, 'cause you don't know the code to the security code to get into the phone. And so I don't know what they do with these cell phones. I guess they have some kind of black market where they can sell them or open them up and start using them or whatever. I don't know how that works, but they're stealing these cell phones and stealing the ladies' purses. You can go online and look at some of these, because they have security cameras in these convenience store gas stations, and you can see how these guys are going into these ladies' cars and stealing their purses. I mean, you turn your back to do your credit card in the machine for the gas, and you got to put in these, your odometer reading, and you got to put in your zip code, and you got to put in your passcode for your key for your car. I mean, all kind of crap. So you have your back turned to the car for a couple of minutes, and that's all they need. As soon as you turn your back, they, crouching down, going right into your car, taking your stuff, closing the door, and going back to their car, and they take off. So, you know, I wanted to talk about this, like I said, as a precaution, because, you know, I know people listening to the show who are out of town. Maybe you're coming to Atlanta. Coming to Atlanta for the holiday next week. And, you know, and I tell you, when you come to Atlanta, you better keep your head on a swivel, because, you know, it's, you know, some places are not real friendly. I guess you could say that about anywhere. But I'm going to tell you, coming to Atlanta, please take precaution. And, you know, maybe if you have to get out with family, go out with family. You know, don't go out on your own and get, you know, jacked up. Because, like I said, I know a lot of people are coming to Atlanta for the holiday, and the crooks are out there waiting. They're plotting right now for people coming to Atlanta and, you know, have no idea what's going on. Okay. The calling number is 818-301-5834. We're talking about ladies and a very serious precaution to take if you're in Atlanta getting gas. And so that's, you know, I don't know how to prevent this other than locking your door when you're getting gas. I don't know. I don't know any other way to prevent that. Just keep your door locked. Or if you do have to get gas, maybe someone will, you'll have someone with you. But please be cautious of that. And these young punks just hanging around. Some places you go in Atlanta and they're just standing around. I mean, you go into the store maybe to buy you a drink or a lottery ticket or something, anything. And these guys are just hanging around. You're like, damn, why are you hanging around at the gas station? You know, they looking to do dirt. You know, they're looking to do dirt. And another thing, you know, these people that are walking around the gas station asking you for money. Can you help me and my husband get, we trying to get to Florida, and we're out of money and we're out of gas. Well, damn, you're a long way from Florida, and you out of money and you out of gas. You didn't plan right, but you got to think about that. Okay, you got to think about that. That what they're doing is they're distracting you. Okay, while someone else they know is going into your passenger door, taking your purse. Okay, so think about that too. When someone comes up to you and asks you to loan to give them some gas money, you know, give them some gas money. And this, you know, this one time I was at the gas station and somebody pulled up in the car next to me and asked me for gas money, and they were out of gas. I'm like, you're not out of gas. You riding around in your car. You riding around this gas station asking people for gas money. You know, how dumb are you to be asking somebody for gas money? You sitting there with your car running, riding your gas up. Now you need to be saving that damn gas if you're trying to get some gas, if you need some gas. Man, that'd be them. That, and those people are the drug heads, you know, who are riding around trying to get money for gas. I'm like, okay, I use my car for my gas. I'll pull off and I'll pump you a little $5 in your tank from my car, and I think that'll help you. I need the cash. Okay. Well, I don't have the cash, so go on about your business. I'm not giving you the cash. But that's, you know, they got all the games, they got all the gimmicks, and some of them are just terrible. But to my audience, all I'm saying is be careful. Be careful. Please be careful. If you're in Atlanta or you live in Atlanta and you're getting gas, I don't care if it's day, night, whatever. You still have to be careful when you're getting gas. Keep your head on a swivel. Always looking around you and watching out for what's going on. Keep your car door locked. You know, you always take your keys out of the car when you're going into the gas station. So take your keys out, pump your gas, lock your doors, and unlock them and get back in your car. Do that, guys, because I don't want to hear about any other friends who, you know, get jacked or whatever like that and get their purses taken or money taken, what have you, okay? So take care of yourselves, guys. Let's see. That's about all I have with the show today. I'm running out of time. But tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. And on Friday, you know, the show is open for you guys. You guys can call in. You can talk about whatever you want. I don't care what it is. Trump or talk about Trump or sports or religion or bubblegum. I don't care what it is. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday, and the show is yours. So think about that. And again, take care of yourselves, guys, during the day and especially at night right here in Atlanta. Hey, guys, I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Hey, take care of yourselves.
Yeah! Girl, wobble it, and I'ma gobble it. I see you moving your head, go ahead, bobble it. We can cradle the bed, I'm straight racking it. The girls say, man, like this, double right shit. Damn, I'm so explicit, but I can't help it, my flow ridiculous. Boys got a gift like it gotta be Christmas. Swag don't miss like it gotta be gifted. The girls roll cameras, and they won't fix it, and they gon' frame them. See that? Let a little bit while I'm saying my scriptures. Cause I leave you holy like you're praying in temple. 1B, I move with the letter of a pencil. And my won't miss you. Good night, kiss you. Take a damn bag, cause you got pistols. And now I'm saying, Donnie, pick her up, these issues.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
Get off.